The last case that Ollie Flash the Superdog solved was in New York. But this time the secret agency has asked Ollie to go to Elmwood Park, a small village in Cook County, Illinois. Someone has stolen all the basketball rims from school gyms and local parks, so the Elmwood Elementary School principal contacted the secret agency and asked for their best detective. Ollie Flash the Superdog and his assistant, Billy the Kid, are in Elmwood Park right now. They have just arrived and parked their van in front of a gas station just outside the city limits. Ollie is sitting on the van and looking around. This place looks very peaceful and quiet. I wonder why someone would steal all the basketball rims. Billy follows up. Let me ask you something, Ollie. Is it possible that whoever stole all those basketball rims could be someone who lives here in town? You might be right, Billy. This town has a population of 2,000, so everyone probably knows everyone else. Let's go into town and start asking some questions. So, Ollie calls his friend Gizmo, the gremlin, who is good at asking people questions. After 5 minutes, Gizmo arrives at the gas station with a big smile on her face. How can I help? Ollie starts to explain what happened. Gizmo replies, Wow, that's terrible news because I love playing basketball myself. Ollie continues to explain his theory that in this small village with only 2,000 residents, many people must know whoever stole those rims. Then they all jump into the van and drive off to downtown Elmwood Park where there are many shops and stores located. After they have finished talking to everyone at every store downtown, they still have no information. They decide to walk around a bit. When the night comes, it gets dark real fast because Cook County has no streetlights at all. All three detectives decide to go back to their van, but before they get there, someone yells behind them, "Stop right there!" They turn around quickly, but no one is there. Suddenly Billy gets knocked down by someone. He tries to fight back but he gets knocked down again. Meanwhile, an unknown voice yells out, "I am taking him prisoner now." Just as suddenly as he knocks down Billy, he takes Billy away into some nearby bushes before anyone can see who he really is. Ollie Flash the Superdog and Gizmo the Gremlin are both sad and angry. Gizmo says to Ollie, "I'm so sorry. I hope that we can catch this bad guy soon before he hurts your friend in any way." Ollie replies, "I know that we're going to find out who did this soon because I can smell his scent from all these bushes." Ollie then starts sniffing around on all four of his legs while Gizmo stands next to him with her hands on her hips. Suddenly in the dark bushes, they spot a big black bag that looks like it is filled with something heavy. Ollie uses his teeth to grab the bag and drag it out of the bushes while Gizmo helps him by grabbing at it with her hands. Then they open the bag. "Wow!" Gizmo exclaims, "Look at all those basketball rims. There must be 10 or 20 of them in here." Ollie then says to Gizmo, "It's just what I thought. This bad guy is someone who lives in town because he obviously needed a way to get those rims out of town without being seen. He must have been hiding them in this big black bag before he could move them out of town." Gizmo says, "You know what would be even better than finding some clues? If we found Billy sitting quietly someplace so we could give him a big hug for being so brave when he got knocked down." Ollie agrees and they both start looking around for Billy until they see him sitting against an old tree about 100 meters away. They walk up to him, and they give him a big hug until they hear someone yelling from nearby. "It was me who knocked down your friend Billy, but don't worry, I'll make sure not to hurt him again." Ollie decides that they should follow this person. But before they do anything else, they decide it might be best if they call their boss at the secret agency. Ollie speaks to his boss. "We found a big black bag that had stolen rims in it, but the guy took off before we could catch him. We're following this person right now to see where he leads us. I'll send you some backup as soon as I can find someone," says the boss. "Just be careful and keep me posted about what happens." After they hang up, Ollie and Gizmo continue following this person who seems to be going towards the outskirts of town. They are led through a secret door in a fence near a parking lot and take the stairs down. They find themselves in the basement of an old, abandoned warehouse. "Do you think that this is where he's been hiding all those rims from Elmwood Park?" Gizmo asks Ollie. "I have no idea," replies Ollie. "Let's look around for more clues." So, they both start looking around when suddenly out of nowhere two police officers show up behind them with their guns pointed at them. "Don't move," one of the police officers yells loudly. Ollie then says to Gizmo, "What should we do?" Gizmo replies, "Just stay calm and don't worry. I know how to talk to police." The police officers come up to Ollie and Gizmo, "Don't move or we'll shoot." "Don't shoot," says Gizmo, We are just trying to find out who took all those basketball hoops from Elmwood Park Schools and Parks. What is your name?
My name is Gizmo, and this is my friend Ollie.
And then Ollie says, I am from the secret agency. The police officer says, I'll tell you what, I'll call up your boss at the secret agency right now. So the policeman dials the number and hands Ollie the phone. It turns out that these policemen were sent by his boss. Ollie explains to his boss what happened to him and Gizmo while they were following the man.
Ollie, I'm really sorry, his boss said, but it looks like the person who took all those rims from Elmwood Park Schools and Parks is gone for good.
But don't worry, because we'll find him eventually.
What do you mean we'll find him eventually?
Asks Ollie.
I just mean that we're going to keep trying to find him until we can, replies his boss.
We just need to be patient and wait until he makes a mistake. Ollie feels so disappointed that the case comes to a dead end, but he is glad that he has his assistant Billy back safe and sound. He makes up his mind that they will not let the thief escape next time.